Thanks to a mutual friend, we rented our garage to two graduate students at Stanford who had just started a company and were looking for office space. They seemed nice. Their ideas sounded kind of crazy. Back then, no one had heard of Larry Page and Sergey Brin or the new company with the funny name. Google? What? What does that mean? It doesn't really matter. As long as you guys pay the rent on time, you guys can build your googly thing here. Once they moved in, we had late nights together in the garage eating pizza and M&Ms, where they talked to me about how their technology could change the world. But then they would go on equally excited about the fact that my house had a washer and dryer. They made bold proclamations. We're gonna organize the entire World Wide Web, followed by, which day is recycling day? And when I asked them how much experience they had to back this ambitious plan, they would say, well, our combined age is almost 50. And they were entering a competitive area. There were many well-funded search engines, famous at the time, although you've probably never heard of them. AltaVista, Lycos, Excite. Can you imagine if you wanted to search for something online and you had to say, I'm gonna AltaVista the answer? That would be kind of awkward.